Birdsong, Post 501. At 24, the natural world opened for me, like the door in the Arabian Nights, and I stepped out of some kind of heedless space made of inattention into the forms of this life made up of animals and weather and landscape and sky. At 24, I spent 6 weeks in Montana in the Beartooth Mountains, and I read Pilgrim at Tinker Creek by Annie Dillard. Montana taught me how to be awestruck, and Dillard how to see and listen. Nothing since has been the same. I began to be watchful. I began the long yearning to be out in the air. I fell in love with birds. Birdsong stops me. It holds me in the middle of a step. I raise my head, and using it as a radar con, I turn it this way and that to catch the best pathway of the song. Last night at a small party, engaged in conversation, I heard the call of the wood thrush, so clear and close that I shifted my eyes to the woods and stopped speaking, thoughtless, for a moment bereft of manners. These songs make up whole worlds for me that leap into sharp relief. The beauty of this one short life, the presence of these exiled lives all around us, the ones we have pushed to the edges, their delicacy, their innocence, and the barbarous nature of those who mean them harm. Whatever happens now, I have possessed the dispensation of birds for 40 years. Their flight, their colors, their songs, their sudden pleasures strong enough to render me suddenly still and forgivably rude.